May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 379. Come, my soul, thy suit prepare. Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray, therefore will not say thee nay. 379.
Thank you. We will read together from God's holy word, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favour and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honour the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honour. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbour, Go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbour, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. May God bless that reading of his holy word to us and teach us how to pray. O thou most merciful, kind and gracious, and almighty Lord God in heaven, we would seek to draw near to thy throne of grace now, as we come as poor sinners before thee. We have many mercies and many favours. Lord, what greater favour is there than being found with a desire in our hearts to approach unto thy mercy seat? We do thank thee, dear Lord, that there is that way open for sinners, even in this evil day, that way whereby we, with all our many needs and cares and concerns, can come and lay them at the feet of an almighty God. That way marked out with blood, that new and living way. Oh, we do thank thee for that mercy seat sprinkled with blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we do pray that each of us may know what it is to plead that precious blood. We pray, Lord, that each one of us may be brought to plead it as our only hope, as our only plea. We come before thee with many needs. We've been brought safely into thy house. Another Sabbath day. Oh, we do pray that this may be one of thy appointments. This may be the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we do pray there may be a purpose in our gathering. We seek to worship thee. But oh, may there be an eternal purpose in our gatherings this day. Oh, we pray, Lord, for a sense of thy gracious presence with us. And we do plead that thou art come and be one in our midst. For what a difference there will be if thou dost grant us thy gracious influence and the eye of faith to behold thee. Oh, do reveal thyself, dear Lord, to us each. May we be given the eye of faith. May those who gather here, some with, we're sure, many concerns and cares, may they be enabled to look away from them this morning and look unto Jesus. May we each be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt work mightily in our midst. May thy Spirit come. May there be an outpouring of thy Holy Spirit in our midst, that the wilderness may be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field counted for a forest. And let thy work appear. Lord, we humbly beseech thee, have mercy upon us. We're each hastening on to a never-ending eternity. We know not what a day nor an hour may bring forth. The old must die, the young may die. Lord, we live in an uncertain world. And we pray, Lord, that each of our eyes may be opened. Oh, that we may see, the friends may see, Lord, their state and case before thee. Oh, may souls be found fleeing for refuge. Oh, Lord, do come and awaken sinners, that they may see the danger. Oh, and be found fleeing to that refuge set before us, that the Lord Jesus Christ himself. May the Holy Spirit come and take of the things of Jesus, reveal them unto men. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou bless us each. Oh, we pray for seeking, longing souls. May there be many here, we pray, those seeking thee, to know thee, know that peace which comes in believing, that those seeking tokens for good, those may be seeking their evidences to be confirmed, seeking to hear thy voice, maybe those seeking direction, may they hear a voice behind them saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may hear thy voice. Do give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive. Oh, we pray, Lord, that there may be that good ground in each of our hearts. Oh, we pray that the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, may not choke the word. Oh, for Lord, though our hearts may be that good ground, it may be soft, yet how Satan seeks to take away, snatch away those things that we hear. Oh Lord, keep him from us, his thoughts, his temptations. Be with any who feel to be buffeted, any who feel the tempter's power. Lord, we pray that thou wilt lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. May there be that way of escape made for tempted, burdened souls. And Lord, do keep Satan from us. May thoughts of last week, thoughts of next week be taken away. And for a few moments this day, as we worship thee, our hearts, our spirits lifted, draw us to thyself, set our affections on things above. O Lord, we pray for thy drawing hand to reach out. Have compassion upon us. Be with those who mingle with the world, through work or school or circumstances, any who feel the pressures of the world around. Think of the young children, the young people growing up in this evil world. We would commit them into thy hand. Lord, do remember them. Put thy fear in their hearts. They shall not depart from thee all the days of their life. And Lord, we pray that thou would influence them by thy Spirit, with the many influences there are around us. Oh, to know thy Spirit's influence within. Help, parents. And we think of the dear baby born recently. And we pray, Lord, that thou be with him and do bless him. And the parents and the other children, as they watch on, Lord, do help them through this time. And do appear, we pray. And may he be one of thy dear children. And may each of the children found here be thy dear children. O Lord, we plead for mercy in these things. We do pray for upholding mercies to that little family and ask, Lord, for thy peace. And do come and grant health and strength to the little babe. And may he grow up to be one, a pillar in thy church. Lord, may he be a vessel of mercy. His name in that book of life. Oh Lord, we pray for each who meet here week by week. And those we know and love. Some we know have seemingly gone off into a far off land. Have no desire to be here. No desire to be found amongst thy dear people. Oh, but we pray, have mercy. And have mercy upon those who do come. Oh, gather in from the congregations into the churches. Oh Lord, leave none out, pass none by. Oh, do gather in into that great sheet, knit at the four corners, and may we each be found in glory at last. Whatever our little lot is here below, do make that the one thing needful in each heart. To be right, to be ready. Oh, we need thy Holy Spirit's work in our hearts, that preparation. Oh, may it be said of the friends here, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. So make us each those lights shining in a dark world. Lord, do help us to witness rightly before an evil world. May we not give occasion for the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Oh, but may we be that right witness. For thou said, ye are my witnesses. And how solemn, Lord. Oh, we pray that we may be a right influence at work and at school, parents with children. Oh, Lord, we do pray how much grace we need. We're not what we should be. Lord, give us more grace. Oh, help us day by day. Hold us fast. Keep our feet from slipping. Keep us from falling. Keep us from bringing reproach on thy most holy name. Oh, but may there be opportunities, doors opened, a door of utterance given, that we may be enabled to give an account for the hope that's in us. Oh, Lord, we pray and seek thy honour and glory in all these things. Oh, we do pray that thou get to thyself all the honour and glory. We pray that thou glorify thyself in our midst. Glorify thy great name. And do come, Lord, and make the place of thy feet glorious. Lord, we pray for any who may have secret things, desires and fears, and thou knowest those secret things, Lord. Do help them to cast all their cares upon thee and prove that thou carest for them. Help any with seemingly unanswered prayers, those things they may have sought thee long for and yet wait for thy appearing. O Lord, do give patience, a spirit of submission. May we humbly wait. May we know what it is to watch and to pray. Oh, but Lord, do sanctify things to us. Teach us, Lord, we pray. Increase our faith. May we trust thee more. Oh, Lord, and may we each know a pardoning love of an almighty friend. Oh, Lord, do speak peace into each soul. Do forgive our many, many sins. Forgive our many transgressions. Have mercy upon us. Take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. We're not worthy, dear Lord, we must confess. Oh, how unworthy we are of the least of thy mercies. Oh, but we plead the name of him who is worthy, the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We plead for his name and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 88. How wondrous are the works of God, displayed through all the world abroad, immensely great, immensely small, yet one strange work exceeds them all. Hymn number 88.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to the chapter we read, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, and the 5th verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. These wise words. And oh, may the Lord help us, for we have no ability within ourselves to begin trusting in him. It's an exhortation, isn't it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And you know, friends, it's the hardest thing, isn't it, to trust in him. You know, we're sinful creatures. We have hearts that are desperately wicked, that are deceitful, and that are distrustful by nature. And we have a heart, we have a proud heart, some of us, who often found thinking that we know best. You think of children growing up, well, they think they know better than their parents. They're often found leaning to their own understandings. But as we live our lives, how can we put our trust outside of ourselves? You see, we're born in iniquity. We have a solemn and sad starting point at our birth by nature. We're lost, ruined. We have a heart that is following after sin, following after Satan. And under the influence of Satan, our hearts, they have this distrust. And we have this feeling in ourselves that we know best. That we have this self-conceit. We're wise. We know what we should do. We want to be independent. We don't want to be found depending upon others. We want to be independent. Well, may the Lord bring us each from that solemn, sad place. May we be found heeding this word, trust in the Lord. Oh, for what blessings flow, for what help is given. As we wander through this wilderness here below, to be shown by God, to be taught by him, our frailties, our needs. Oh, to be brought to understand our frailty before him. To be shown how we can't fight Satan and his thoughts and temptations. To be shown that we are by nature captives and not free. That we're slaves to sin and Satan. Oh, and to be found trusting in him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You see, those who have known the Lord, those of you who do fear the Lord here this morning, you may know at times in your life where you've been brought to that point, haven't you? Oh, you've been stripped of all your own wisdom, your own strength, your own ability, and you've been brought to lay all of your sad soul at his dear feet. You've been brought to lay all your sad complaints at his dear feet. Your weakness, your lack of faith, your unbelief, and you've been brought, you've been shown it, you've been taught it, but you've been brought to leave it at his feet. There's been a trusting in him. Well, why have you been brought to leave it at his feet? Oh, because in faith you hope that he will do all for you, deal with your case for you as only he can, and you trust him for it. You hear his word and you trust him, you believe him. Oh, but there's times, isn't there, where you've not put all your trust in him. Do you know what it is to trust him a little? Maybe the Lord brings you into a difficult place. You begin trusting him, but as you've committed into his hand in prayer, and he's tarried and he's delayed, oh, your faith has been tried. Your little faith has been shaken. You started off with what you thought was a trust in him, and you committed it into his hand. But in his wisdom, in his sovereignty, he delays. He's tarried. The situation's got worse, not better. You've trusted him to maybe open a door of escape from this problem. But that's the door that's been shut. And now, oh, your faith has been tried. Your faith has been shaken. We think of Joseph. Oh, that the Lord was with him, we read, don't we? In all those trying things, as he was sold into Potiphar's house, as he was rejected by his brethren, sold into slavery. And there he's in Potiphar's house, and there temptation's brought before him, and he stands firm in it. And he trusts the Lord, and the Lord enables him, holds him up in it, and he stands firm under that great temptation. And then it all goes wrong. It all goes wrong. He sought to do what is right before the Lord, and he ends up thrust into prison with no prospect of release. And there he's languishing in prison. Dreadful place to be. Oh, not like the prisons that we have these days. But there he was, sentenced for something he didn't commit. A miscarriage of justice with no time frame, no sentence, no end date, no prospect of release. Oh, and those mysterious dealings the Lord has with him in prison. But we read this, the Lord is with Joseph. But do you not think he was tempted? Well, we read in Psalm 105, don't we, in that psalm, and until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord tried him. Oh, the baker and the butler released. Oh, and how the butler forgot him. And there he languishes, seemingly forgotten, until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Oh, has the Lord tried you? Has he given you a little faith in him? But now he's putting it to the test. He's trying it. Oh, you say, I trust him. But why is it then I feel this feeling of being forsaken? Oh, I felt I had a little trust in him. But even that little trust now is being shaken. It's being tested. Oh, the Lord, in love, tries the faith of his dear children. It's a great mercy that he does. For you and I, if we're his dear children, he gives us a faith and a trust in him for not just earthly things, providential things, daily things, but at the root of it, there's a trust in him for our souls, for a never-ending eternity. Oh, we're trusting him for our eternal safety. And we've the greatest trial of our faith yet to come. Oh, that moment, that time where we're brought to leave all this world behind, to launch into worlds unseen. And who can stare the monster in the face? Can you, can I? Except the Lord be with you. Can you look at a never-ending eternity this morning? Can you stare it in the face? Oh, what a monster. What fears there are that surround the dying hour. Maybe it's this morning you fear, what will my passage be? What will my end be? Well, what afflictions must I pass through? What infirmity of mind and body? How will I be brought from this life to the next? Maybe it's this. Will I be alive at that last day? Will I be standing on the earth when the Lord comes again? Oh, that the fears, oh, the doubts that can come in, may the Lord then, oh, take our little faith that he's given because it's his gift. Oh, that little faith that begins, oh, so small. And may it through the dealings that he has with us, be brought to swell and increase every time the Lord proves to be faithful to his word. Oh, every time he brings us through the fire. Every time he answers those prayers, though he may delay, oh, how that faith increases. How our trust increases. We trust him more. Oh, you know, you look back at the beginning of this year. You set off into the new year. And you didn't know what was before you. But what was your desire? Lord, may I know thee more at the close of this year than I do as I venture into this first month. But what was your desire, Lord? May I have more faith, more grace, more trust in thee. And you look back now, beginning of October, you look back all this year that's passed, and can you trace out in your little life those times where the Lord has brought you to trust in him? Or maybe it's been like this with you. He's removed everything else around you. You didn't enter that trial trusting him. Maybe you entered in an unconcerned way. But one by one, all your own endeavours, all your own schemes, all your own wrigglings to get out of it, oh, they all were brought to nothing. And you were forced to trust him. You were made to cry out in desperation. Oh, you've nowhere else to go. He brought you there. You're like the children at the Red Sea. There was no way to go back. There was no way to turn left or right. And there was this great sea before them, a seeming impossibility. Maybe brought you there. Oh, and what was it? Oh, Lord, help me, came out. Lord, help me. Oh, you know, that's our sad. It's our sad affliction and infirmity, isn't it? That we're so base and sinful, that we're so disbelieving, we need a Lord to sweetly force us, to force us to his feet. You know, you'd think, wouldn't you, that we'd come willingly. We'd run to him. We'd flee to him. You read the word of God, the precious promises, the help that's laid upon one that is mighty. And are we found fleeing? When trouble comes, do you immediately turn to him? Oh, how sometimes we have to solemnly, sadly prove the sinfulness of our hearts, that it's at last to him we cry. It's when we've spent our own strength, when we've been toiling and rowing ourselves, it's then that we're brought to just to call upon him. Lord, help me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It's a similar word, isn't it, to casting all your care upon him. Oh, the emphasis is all. It's not casting a little of the problem that you have on him. It's casting all your care upon him. It's not bringing part of it. It's not seeking to bring him in with your endeavours, having started off on your own, but it's casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And in casting your tomorrow on him, in casting those things that have come upon you suddenly, unexpectedly, in that casting, there's a proving him faithful to that word. And then that sweetness, that peace in feeling that in your heart that there's an almighty friend who careth for me. It may be a little thing in your life. It may be a small providential thing. But why? Why is it that he cares for me in this? Will he not care for me in all my untrodden steps? Looking back at the helps you've had thus far, does it not give you more trust in him to believe that when he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? Be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, may you and I trust him at his word. May we receive the word in faith. May we receive it as a little child, in the simplicity of it, but in the beauty of it. Oh, receiving it with a heart made soft. Receiving it with a heart like a little child, without questioning, without doubting, without bringing in the many complications that Satan seeks to bring. Like you're not worthy of it. You wouldn't be where you are if you're a child of God. All the many snares and barriers and hindrances Satan puts up for the receiving in our hearts of the word of God, the truth as it is in Jesus. He said, I will never leave thee. Never. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man will do unto me. Oh, to be found there. Oh, take away our fears, fears of the unknown way, the unbelief that so prevails. And maybe it's like this morning with you. The unbelief, it's not an unbelief that you have of his power, but it's brought on by your own feeling of unworthiness. It's that is the seed of the unbelief. Oh, your unworthiness. Lord, I believe thou canst do it. But for me, for such a worm as I, and I said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Well, Lord, I understand. I believe that promise to the children of God. But am I one? Am I? Oh, with such a heart as mine, with one that's so prone to wander, with one that's so prone to doubt, with one that, well, having proved thy mercy in the past, yet when trouble comes, I melt. My knees go and I'm like jelly. One so weak, so frail, so unbelieving, so sinful, so weak. Oh, is that word for such a one as I? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Well, at all times. Well, the psalmist reminds us of that, doesn't he? In Psalm 62, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Oh, that's a beautiful word, isn't it? Pour out your heart before him. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. You know, he's never sent a beggar away from his door. He's never rebuked or chastised a poor trembling sinner who's been brought to pour out his heart in prayer and in supplication before him. Never. Why? Oh, because the broken heart is his work. And a heart that pours itself out before him at his feet is a work of an almighty God. And he will not deny himself, and he will not deny his own work. And what a foundation that is for us. Oh, pour out your heart. May you be given a spirit of prayer and of supplication. May you know what it is to pour it out and leave it. And leave it. Oh, knowing that he's heard. Believing that he's heard. He cannot not hear. And wait. Wait for his appearing. Oh, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. We think of Job, don't we? And you know, the Lord's dear people, sometimes when you read the promises in the Word of God, you think they're taking them on the face of it, with not quite the understanding heart that we should have. We would be misgiven to think that the Lord's dear people are promised a life of ease, even a life of all things going well. With the righteous it shall be well. We at face the face of it, we say, well, how can those who are martyred, how can they approve? How can they prove the Lord's word faithful? They've put their trust in him, but they've been brought to such a dreadful end in their lives. But it's this, isn't it? All things work together for good. You say, really? Well, what of them? Ah, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You see, this life is but for a moment. The troubles, the cares we sang of are but short compared to an eternity. And the Lord sees fit to use his dear children as witnesses, as lights shining in a dark world. And our desire should be that the Lord will use us for his honour and glory. And those martyrs, though brought to such a tragic end naturally, oh, but what a witness. What a witness as the Lord showed himself mighty, made known those everlasting arms. And those, you may have met them in your lives, who seemingly have such hard lives, such difficult circumstances, and yet you marvel, how is it that they're maintained, that they're not at the end of everything, that they're not finished, they're not ruined, they're not beside themselves? What is this, this power within, this strengthening that they have? Oh, how can they be brought like Job to not sin and charge God foolishly as they're brought with more and more things laid on them? Oh, you see, they're witnessing the everlasting arms. My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength made perfect in weakness. And there's a crown of life that cannot be taken away, that there's an inheritance in heaven at last. And though there may be sufferings, and though there may be the tribulation, and the difficulties and the trials, yet there's an everlasting paradise in heaven above. Oh, there's joy unspeakable. There's a rest that remaineth for the people of God. And there all things are working together for good. For that is the end of it for them. Oh, the working in their hearts, it's had as an end in heaven. It has an end in heaven. And so though there may be those rough places, though there may be the valley of the shadow of death, like the psalmist, it will be, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. For thou art with me. Upholding, bringing safely through. And Job, this is the work of grace, isn't it? This is the fruit. This is the nevertheless afterward that comes. The nevertheless afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. This is the fruit that comes from the trial of faith. This is the gold, this language here. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. What a word. Job, think of him. Oh, the devastation Satan wreaked in his life. As one by one, his life providentially was touched. The things around him, his family, the things the Lord had given him, his cattle, his livelihood, was all stripped away in a moment. And then the Lord saw fit to permit Satan to come in and touch his health. And it wasn't one thing after another, it was one on top of another. And there's a man, he's broken, he's bankrupt, he's had his family taken from him. He's mourning the loss of his children, he's sorrowing, he's bitter. Oh, his heart, he's tasting bitterness. And the Lord sees fit to lay another stroke on him. Satan's permitted to touch, it touches his body. And there, those boils from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. What a scene. a man brought to the end of the earth. He must have felt wretched. And yet he says this, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. This spirit of God in Job. Oh, Satan could only go so far. His faith, his trust, Satan couldn't touch it. You know, Job knew the Lord more after these trials, these afflictions, than he did before. Oh, that there was a nevertheless afterward with Job. Oh, he knew the Lord more. He said, I have heard of thee with the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor myself. Oh, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it, there, to be brought to abhor yourself, to see no good in you. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Oh, to be given a spirit of true confession and repentance. And though you abhor yourself, the Holy Spirit take your eyes and to see all your every need met in a precious Christ. Oh, to have your eyes lifted above the earth, set on things above, and to see the Lord Jesus Christ in all his beauty, as the sinner's only hope, the sinner's refuge, the sinner's friend. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Job, in that chapter 13, he goes on to speak of his confidence in God. And he says this, then call thou and I will answer, or let me speak and answer thou me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. And this beautiful word, wilt thou break a leaf driven to and fro? You know, is there any here this morning? You feel to be buffeted? The way is hard. It's a rugged way. You feel to be like that leaf. A leaf driven to or fro. You're frail. You feel your frailty. You feel to be hanging on by your fingertips, maybe to a promise that the Lord has given you. And you're like that leaf and you've been driven around. And you wonder where the scene will end. You've been buffeted on this side, buffeted on that. Wilt thou break a leaf driven to and fro? Wilt thou pursue the dry stubble? Well, he's promised. He won't break the bruised reed. He won't quench the smoking flax, but fan it to a flame. Oh, this merciful God. When the Lord has tried his dear children, and when all the rubbish is burnt off, and when the dross is consumed, and all the tin and all the rubbish, and when their faith is like that precious gold shining, then the heat is removed. Then they're lifted out of the furnace. Oh, but then, Lord, in all thy wisdom, in all thy mercy, oh, give me that spirit of submission to be still and know that thou art God. He says, be still and know that I am God. Oh, then, Lord, give me that spirit of submission, that while the tempest endures, while the fiery furnace endures, while this trial endures, oh, may I wait, knowing that it's only the rubbish that's burnt off. None of the gold will perish. None of the preciousness will depart. Oh, Lord, then I've much to be burnt off. Oh, I've much that cumbers me. I'm a great, great sinner. I've little faith. Lord, work in my heart. Work mightily. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. You can't understand, can you, this morning, maybe, the way the Lord's leading you? What do we sing in hymn number 7? What though I can't his going see, nor all his footsteps find, too wise to be mistaken he, too good to be unkind. To know that he's all wise, to know that the Father, an almighty God, all his dealings with his dear children, they're in love. Though David knew the chastening of the Lord, yet it was in love. The correction, the rebuking, it's a father's love. It's moved with love, not anger. Oh, it's in love that there's that chastening. But you say, oh, I've got this thing upon me this morning. Maybe you're seeking direction. Maybe you're seeking the Lord's leading. Maybe like Jeremiah, you've been brought to go through a door, to follow him in a certain way. Like Jeremiah, when he brought that field at Anathoth, the mystery of it, the perplexity, his own understanding, if he leaned to it, would be, well, they wouldn't buy it. Why would you buy a field in a land that's held captive by the enemy, and you're in prison with no sign of ever being able to take possession of it? But there the Lord commanded him to do this thing, and it seemed contrary to the wisdom of man to go and buy this field, but do it publicly, openly, in the middle of the prison, take witnesses. And there, having done it in obedience, in faith, in trusting him, he went to the Lord in prayer, didn't he? And he asked the Lord to bring it about, and to make it right, and to make it work together for good. And he says this. You see, this troubled him. And he says, at the end of his prayer, he says, and thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses. For this is it, for the city is given into the hands of the Chaldeans. He couldn't understand the Lord's way. Lord, make known, interpret to me if it be thy will, reveal the mystery. The Lord moves in mysterious ways. Oh Lord, do show me. Show me, I've followed. Oh, but show me what it is. And the Lord spake to him. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. The Lord knows the end of the thing from the beginning. All the things in your life and mine, all ordered, precisely. They're working together. It's that great jigsaw, isn't it? And we know not what lies before us. But Lord, oh, do interpret. May I see thy work appear. May it be for thy honour and glory. Oh, do glorify thy name. Glorify thyself. You may have this difficulty this morning. You may have unanswered prayer. You can't see a reason for it. Others have it. Why haven't I? You're praying for something long. You can't fathom why the Lord is silent to you. You may have taken a step in providence and it seems to be going wrong, yet you felt the Lord say, certainly I'll be with thee, but you've taken a step and it all seems to be going wrong. Oh, go back to him, pour out your heart before him. God is that refuge for us. Pour it out before him. Tell him your sad complaint this morning. Oh, do plead before his throne. You know, closed doors, they're often easier to deal with, aren't they, than open ones. You know, you're praying for the Lord to direct you this morning. You want the Lord to say, this is the way, walk ye in it. But are you praying the Lord will shut doors, shut wrong doors, open the right door? You know, when the Lord shuts a door, sometimes it's hard to the flesh. It's disappointing. Maybe it brings sorrow, distress even. But you can't argue, it's shut. It's clear. And we need not be left to try and push it open. If it's shut, it's shut. The Lord give you submission before it. But what of this when the Lord sees fit to open two doors? Or you're in a situation at work and another door opens. You say, is it right? Has it been opened to try me, to tempt me? Is this open door that I've not prayed for to open, that's opened, is it of the Lord? Am I to go through it? Well, it may bring you greater riches, but is it this? Will it take you away from the house of God? Will it give you more time or less time? Will it lead you to Christ or take you away from him? Oh, the perplexity sometimes with open doors. But oh, may the Lord bring us to this point, to trust him, to leave it in his hand, that he may shut those doors that are wrong, open doors that are right, that we may commit our ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit our loved ones, the cares in our lives, our never dying souls, now to be brought to trust him for our never dying souls. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen.
Last Lord's Day, which were for Christian concern, amounted to £906, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Jempson is expected to preach on Friday evening, and if he's well enough, Mr. Robert Field next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 746. Jesus is our God and Saviour, guide and counsellor and friend, bearing all our misbehaviour, kind and loving to the end. Trust him, he will not deceive us, though we hardly of him deem. He will never, never leave us, nor will let us quite leave him. 746.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.